Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey about important issues facing your community and the nation, and would like to get your opinions. But first of all, are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
I am.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote as a Republican, Democrat, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And how likely are you to vote in this November election for President and Governor of North Carolina? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Overall, how would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Excellent, good, just poor, or not so good?
Poor.
And when it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? Statement A, under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people, and his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America. Or statement B, under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protections for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people. So do you agree with more with A or B?
B.
Thank you. And next, mark your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion, just let me know. The first one is Lori Bukaut. Do you recognize the candidate?
No.
The next one, Donald Trump. How would you rate Donald Trump? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Kamala Harris?
Very favorable.
Roy Cooper?
Very favorable.
Don Davis?
Very favorable.
And the last one, Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
And if this year's presidential election were held today, will you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Kamala Harris, Democrat.
In this year's election for North Carolina governor, will you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you had to choose today?
Josh Stein.
And in the election for U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate will you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, the Democrat, Lori Bukaut, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, a Libertarian?
Don Davis.
And do you belong to a credit union, yes or no?
Yes.
And of the following four, which do you consider to be your primary financial institution? Bank, credit union, stock brokerage firm, check cashing outlet, or other institution?
Bank.
And this is basically the last part of the survey. Thank you for your help. Here are some statements about the record of your current congressman, Don Davis. Please rate your reaction to each as very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. The first one, Don Davis has taken action to secure our border bill, including voting to increase funding for border patrol agents, invest in security technologies to stop illegal crossing, and crack down on drug trafficking. After hearing that, very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Congressman David passed a law to help families hold onto their family farms by providing free legal services needed to navigate the complicated inheritance process for transferring property when the owners die. After hearing that, very positive, somewhat positive impression, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
As a veteran himself, Congressman Davis has fought for military families and veterans to increase health care benefits and get college loans.
Favorable.
Very positive or just somewhat?
Oh, very.
Very, okay. And Congressman Davis successfully fought the federal bureaucrats to get them out of the way so credit unions and other community development organizations can continue helping underserved local businesses and families with needed financial help like car loans, first-time mortgages, and small business loans. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative after hearing that?
Very positive.
And last four, Don Davis supports allowing local North Carolina credit unions to make more small business loans because, unlike the for-profit big national banks, local credit unions keep all of their money in their local community, charge lower interest rates, and help small business grow to create local jobs. After that, Mopez will be positive, somewhat, or neutral, or negative?
Positive.
Very or somewhat, sorry?
Very.
Very. And the last three, Don Davis fights for our armed services and military families. He's working to bring new F-15 aircraft to Seymour Johnson Air Force Base, and he voted for pay increases for all services members, including a 15% pay increase for junior enlisted service members. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Positive.
Very? Or just somewhat?
Yeah, okay.
Very, okay. The next one, knowing that broadband internet is crucial in today's world for economic development and keeping our families connected, Congressman Don Davis secured $1 billion for North Carolina to expand high-speed broadband internet, helping our local eastern North Carolina small businesses have the internet needed to prosper and grow. Very positive,
very
somewhat
very
neutral,
positive.
Or negative. Okay?
Very positive.
Congressman Davis is working to protect your credit card purchases from fraud, make sure your privacy is protected, and preserve credit card reward programs against an effort by the big box chain retailers and their corporate lobbyists to change the system and threaten those programs. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Congressman Don Davis grew up working on a tobacco farm in eastern North Carolina, attended the Air Force Academy as a military veteran, minister, and teacher at ECU. He has the grounding and values to represent this area well in Washington. After hearing that, very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
And the last one, through support of North Carolina's credit unions, Don Davis is helping hardworking families in North Carolina, include police, firefighters, teachers, and healthcare workers have access to banking services at no cost and get loans needed to buy a vehicle to get to work, pay for their children's education, or emergency hospital bills. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
And lastly, the other candidate for Congress is Turi Bukout, a constitutional conservative Republican, a combat veteran from a family of decorated veterans, a retired Army Colonel. He founded a successful company specializing in electronic warfare. In Congress, her priorities will be the secure the border, protect Second Amendment rights, support military strength, and fix Biden's broken economy. Based on all the information you have heard about both candidates for Congress, which one do you support, Don Davis, the Democrat, or Lori Bell, the Republican?
Don Davis, Democrat.
And what is your gender for quality purposes of the call?
Female.
And could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 29, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 and older.
And do you consider yourself African American or black, yes or no?
Yes.
And do you consider yourself to be of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish ancestry, yes or no?
No.
And are you a member of either the military reserves, or a retired military veteran, yes or no?
No.
And please answer yes or no if you regularly watch movies or shows on each of the following: Disney Plus, Paramount Plus, Hulu, Peacock, ESPN Plus, Fubo, Sling TV, or YouTube TV. Any of them, or none of the above?
Repeat the choices, please.
Disney Plus, Paramount Plus, Hulu, Peacock, ESPN Plus, Fubo, Sling TV, or YouTube TV. Do you regularly watch movies or show on one of those?
Actually, I don't watch a lot of television. I watch things. I watch MSNBC, the local news. I watch things like that.
Okay. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great night. Thank you for your help.
Bye-bye.
Bye.